Time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How's weather where you are?
Well, I'm in North Carolina, and they're not happy because it's in the 30s, but it's okay.
Well, it's going to be a little slippery out there today here. We're expecting ice and snow and wind and, you know, winter here on the North Shore.
It is winter. It is January.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, we're speaking of January. Our theme has been this month, you know, living intentionally. What New Year's resolution, start of the year, it's the time a lot of folks think about, you know, how do I spend my time? What am I doing with my life? So we've been, you know, kicking that around, as you well know, for the last few weeks. And, you know, year in reflection, what's mine to do? Did New Year's resolutions help? Well, today I want to talk about one concept about living intentionally that is just sounds so simple. Be present. And yeah, you know, just show up. Be right here now. And of course, that is so hard because I know for me, a lot of my energy goes into planning, thinking about how things are going to be going, worrying whether they're going to go right, or living in the past, you know, regretting something I did or reliving that and wonder how that played out and what could it, you know, all sorts of past and forward. I mean, the way it really, really showed up in my life was there was a video of my daughter's wedding, which was held in our yard about 5 years ago. And in this video, it's pre-wedding, it's outside in our yard, and there's a video of me walking around prepping for the wedding, and I'm leaning forward. My head is like way out ahead of my feet. You know, I'm just leaning forward. I thought, that is how I spent that summer, was always ahead of myself, always thinking about what needed to be done next. And it's kind of embarrassing to see that video. I did not look like a very grounded, centered person at that time. And so that was a great wake-up call, in a way. I mean, it's a physical manifestation of what I do, you know, thinking about what's coming up and what I want to do and how it's going to work out. And I miss the moment. And that's the best place to live intentionally is here.
Mm-hmm.
Eckhart Tolle wrote The Power of Now. And one of the quotes from his book, life is now. There is never a time when your life is not now, nor will there ever be. Like, oh, yeah. All right. So how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do I be present? Because it is really, if I want to be more intentional and more joyful in my life, the good place to be would be in the moments that I'm actually here, alive and well. So there's a couple of things that for me that have helped. One is just learning a practice on how to center, you know, how to ground yourself. Whether that's just a deep breath, whether that's staring at the fire, whether that's journaling, it varies so much for different people, but it's sort of, you feel the difference. You feel like you've come home to yourself when you've got a practice or a way of feeling yourself in your body in this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy thing. It is not an easy thing.
You know, what is it? I mean, that's a really great point. And so what is it that gets in our way? You know, for me, if I pay attention, and one of my teachers had me sit silently for 5 minutes, which is really hard for me, and said, notice your thinking. Just 5 minutes of all I'm asking, just notice your thinking. And note and label it. You know, is that present? Is that past? Is that worry? Is that? And it was amazing how few of those moments I was actually sitting there silently, being there.
Yeah.
What makes it so hard?
I don't know. I mean, it's the whole brain thing, you know. I mean, we identify so much with our thinking, our mind, you know, our perceptions, the filters, all that kind of stuff. We think that that's us, you know.
Yeah.
And that book that you referenced earlier, Eckhart Tolle, I'm reading that right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to focus or realize that some of that thinking really isn't us, you know?
Yeah.
It's your mind, it's your experience, it's playing out, but it's not really the core of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you take a step back and sort of look at what you're thinking about and sort of analyze it or just observe it, all of a sudden you're much more in the now, you know?
Yeah, and the thing about, I mean, because I so agree with what you're talking about, and we take our thinking personally, like we can really spiral into an emotional response to something like that triggers So we think something like, oh, that was stupid, or I wonder what they thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can spiral into this self-judgment, critic, all kinds of things, or judgment of others, for that matter. And we think that's who we are, but we are more than that left brain that's making all those judgments.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you become more mindful of who you are, you know, versus how others see you? How do you become more present to that which is meaning for you? And so practices help because, as we've talked about several times, CJ, and you referenced it, is that we are great meaning makers. Even when there's no information, we'll make meaning. That's the way our brains are. And we do it really, really fast, and we do it based on past experience, which may not be relevant to what is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so figuring out how I can be just more present, just practice it a little bit, and see what that experience is. It certainly makes it easier to be more intentional.
I have a new way of practicing that.
Oh, cool. What is that?
It's while I'm driving.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, there are so many deer out right now, and they're crossing the road at unpredictable times. And so ordinarily, it's not unusual for me to be driving along, lost in my thoughts, and wonder, now, how did I just get from Schroeder to Tofty, and I don't remember any of it?
Great.
You know?
Yeah.
So obviously I was not in them now. I was not present. I managed to navigate it because you sort of go on autopilot, but that's not where I want to be. So I have practiced, and this is going to sound really weird, but I've practiced sort of that soft focus rather than like laser looking in front of you at the road.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of soften your focus and be much more aware of the periphery. Because I'm looking for deer, you know, out here, because they come out of nowhere, out of the ditches. So doing that, it has been amazing how in the now you have to be to maintain that peripheral focus and how your face softens. Like I have this furrow between my brow because I am squinting ahead and looking with like a laser at trying to figure something out, you know, and how all of that relaxes, how your shoulders relax, how your face relaxes and everything. It is.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing little practice for me.
You know, and one way I can tell that I'm there is my voice also gets a little deeper. You know, when I'm like looking out way ahead, you know, I love the soft focus you feel in your face. You feel more present in your body.
Yep.
I also notice the quality of my voice changes. Because when I'm really up here, and that's not really, I'm really not right here now. I love that. And so those of us who are committed multitaskers, it's just something to experiment with.
Yeah.
Because apparently the research says we're not actually gaining anything by the multitasking. So being present with what you're doing, where you're at. I just love the driving. It's like that's very accessible, you know, a way to do it. I've been trying it when I wash the dishes. Or if I'm cleaning the house, just to be very present with that. Because it's not my favorite thing to do. And you can tell by going into my house. But if I'm really present with it, it's a totally different experience. You know, just notice the glass that I'm washing and the feel of the water. And it just brings a little bit more joy to the moment.
Yeah.
A friend, just in terms of closing, a friend reminded me of Angelus Arian, who writes a lot about ancient wisdom and that kind of thing. And she wrote a book called The Fourfold Way, which came out years ago. And she said, you know, sort of the secret of having an intentional full life is show up or choose to be present.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that which has heart and meaning. Speak your truth without blame or judgment. And be open rather than attached to outcome. And I think those four tips, given the whole thing we've talked about all month, if we can live into those, we may be living a little bit more intentionally and a little bit more joyfully.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Marcia.
Best of luck in the ice.
Thank you.
Take care.